If they did go to the $30 tab, how much would that take out of that budget? I mean, how much would it reduce the revenue by? Do you have a number what the current revenue is as opposed to what the $30 tabs would be?
Yeah, and I don't have it in front of me, but I believe it was $4 billion over 6 years. So we budget in by biennium, by two-year budget cycle. So over the next three budget cycles, it would reduce by $4 billion investments in our transportation system from the state.
Okay. So then, yeah, let's talk specifically about our Spokane area. What infrastructure improvements need to be made here that this the current system will be funding?
So with Initiative 976, it's sort of an equal opportunity initiative in that whatever you care about in transportation, this initiative will undermine it. So if you think it's important to invest in the North Spokane Corridor or Barker Road project or transit or bike or pedestrian infrastructure or maintenance and repairing potholes, Initiative 976 will likely undermine just about everything in transportation that's important in this region. And that's why I'm so firmly against it, because transportation infrastructure is important for mobility and efficiency and safety, but also for jobs and economic development.
Besides the projects that we would, you know, be continuing, like say North-South, what other things would go by the wayside if we lost the $4 billion? Are there some other things that we just have, like, no major road kind of repairs going on at all here either?
Well, we don't know exactly. I mean, what would happen is we'd have to, as a state, look at the entire transportation system and all the investments that we have planned and say, how are we going to cut $4 billion from that investment plan? So it likely would touch just about every part of the transportation system and just about every project that had been planned in some form. It may cancel something completely, or it might just delay it or trim it, but it would undermine everything.